Morongo Casino Studios. It's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
When you hear the words happy hour, does it make you excited? Because happy hour on Thursday of this week, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, inside at the Sideline Bar. We're going to have a happy hour event because it leads into our Friday midday getaway. So we're going to leave the show here on Thursday, head up to Morongo, and then at 7 p.m. be down at the Sideline Bar having some cocktails and meeting all of you. And then we're going to go, maybe we won't go to bed, but we might at some point that evening. Wake up the next day or not, just walk downstairs and start doing the show at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a midday getaway, so we can actually sleep in a little bit because of the happy hour of the night before. They know us. So join us, MorongoCasinoResort.com, and then 10 lucky winners who are going to be in attendance of the show get a chance at a $500 blackjack hand. And then Nurse Misty's going to be there. We're going to have some like Nurse Misty shirts, Nurse Misty's raccoon shine that Renee's got on right now. So, and I'll bring out the swag of our fall gear. So if you're coming out, plenty of stuff to give away. The Orange 95.5 KLOS shirt on today. So yeah, a bunch of stuff happening. Morongo's celebrating their 20th anniversary. We're celebrating 25 years. So yeah, they've been with us the entire time of their existence.
Yeah.
And so getting together again for the Morongo midday getaway. So join us. That's this Thursday and Friday. Play hooky and come up.
Take a half a day.
That's if the world does not end today.
Oh, that's right. The rapture.
Yeah, a lot of people think the world will end today. I actually think it ended when Hall & Oates split up, but
I know. I thought it happened when Rizzoli and Isles got taken off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was a bad one for me.
Anybody else? When you thought the world ended for yourself?
World, anyway.
Siegfried and Roy.
Those two girls.
Was yours.
Lion attack.
Keenan and Kale.
Keenan and Kale, yeah.
Our rapture's different for everybody.
Different for everybody.
Is there just real quick, is there a significance to this day from that I don't know about?
No, I don't know. Certain Christians on TikTok are saying something about the day being the day, and I don't know why they came up with that, but I don't know.
Is it that asteroid that's the Atlas?
No, but I thought we determined that wasn't going to be anywhere near.
No, but you know, like remember how Halley's Comet like came close to the Earth and everybody was supposed to, you know.
Yes, 1986. I remember watching.
No, Halley's Comet was never supposed to hit the Earth. It was just going to be coming back around and we'd be able to see it. Then it won't be around for another 70 years.
No, I thought there was a spaceship that was behind it. And Heaven's Gate cult.
Those guys. The Nike-wearing freaks.
Yeah, they all drank their Kool-Aid and then died.
I watched the documentary, Nike-wearing freaks. It's on Netflix. Check it out.
Oh, God.
I thought the world ended when Red Lobster filed for bankruptcy.
Oh, yeah.
They're back, baby.
Mm-hmm. Are they?
But they're spending less.
100,000 pounds of potentially tainted seafood products were recalled, and that's why Red Lobster has changed its menu to nothing but drinks.
Cheddar biscuits are probably
fine.
Would
you like
still
the drink menu? Mm-hmm. That's all we got.
Could I get a Long Island iced tea and a basket of cheddar biscuits?
I don't have any more information about that, so I don't know if it was stuff sold in stores or it was commercially sold stuff, but lots of tainted seafood. Tainted seafood.
Yeah. We're still working on this, this song. Check back tomorrow. Maybe we'll have something.
Yeah, when we die, don't release this demo as a whole.
No, we do not want it released.
Whole track.
It wasn't ready yet.
Yeah.
Family members, if you're listening, it's a no.
Mexican drug cartels. Did you watch the Charlie Sheen documentary yet? It's two-parter.
Not yet, no. Probably this weekend.
Yeah, he said that Mexican drug cartels cut off Charlie Sheen due to his massive consumption.
The drug cartel says you're basically eating us out of house and home, sniffing us out of house and home?
He was snorting cocaine at the rate of 2.5 men.
Oh, wow. That is a lot.
Yeah, he said that. God. It's like, yeah, they'd be like, man, you got to stop.
He was buying the amount that a normal drug dealer would buy, like somebody who's looking to disperse among the public.
It was personal use.
For his own personal use. Yeah. Wow. My God. That's how much he was buying.
I mean, everybody who knows Charlie Sheen is like, I'm surprised he's alive. Like his I don't know, he should be studied genetically, biologically. There's something in his body that like that he should be dead, but he's not. Like somehow he's alive.
Yeah.
My it's a tiger blood, man. Tiger blood.
I guess so. Winning. Look at that.
You mentioned this in your movie update, whatever the hell that thing's called. What's it called?
Box office breakdown.
Frank, listen.
Come on.
Yeah. Tom Holland suffered a concussion on this Spider-Man set.
Yeah.
You can damage your brain with too much time on the web. I've always heard that.
Yeah. That's clever.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, Jordan's not guffawing, but he's not stoned anymore.
Oh, I know. He's not high enough.
Clearly. Yeah.
And I mentioned earlier in the 6 o'clock hour, the researchers have found that nearly 90% of our daily actions are performed automatically rather than through conscious choice. And maybe that's just your brain protecting yourself from exhaustion. Because if you actually be in the moment, live in the moment, don't think about the future, don't think about the past. This is like, don't think. You're not thinking 90% of the time. It's just you are running on autopilot, whether it be driving to work, getting your morning routine, and how you put on your pants in the morning. It says everything is the same. You don't even think about that kind of stuff. It's involuntary now at this point. 90% of your awake day is on autopilot. 10% is conscious choice. Because if you actually were in every single moment, and they always say that's how you want to live, it's like the past is here, God, the future is not distant. Right now is the only time we have right now.
That's why it's called the present.
But you'd be exhausted if you were in every single, if you thought about every single, and paid attention to every single moment. You would be worn out. You'd only be able to stay awake for like 30 minutes of day.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I've been in the moment too long.
Maybe that's what cats, maybe that's their problem. Their cats are just always in the moment, you know, always thinking. They're like, I gotta go lay down. I'm tired.
Exactly.
I'll stay up for about a half an hour at night, have something to eat, poop in the box. I gotta go back to sleep.
I mean, there's a lot of instinct that goes on with that, like whether it be, you know, animal instinct, that is their autopilot, this to know what to do without being, you know, trained for that kind of thing. But as far as like, yeah, dogs, cats being in the moment, they are. In every single moment they're in, when they're awake, and then that's why they sleep so goddamn much, because they're exhausted. From
always
just
on
the
alert,
brain being present all the time.
Even when they're like in a deep sleep and they hear just a little something outside, you see that ear twitch, and then they're up. They're up like ready to go from a deep sleep to, I'm ready to fight.
I mean,
like,
with you,
can you imagine being that
way? When you're active with your dog, they're in that moment with you. There's no distractions. What the hell are they getting distracted for? They have nothing else to think about besides being in that moment with you. But that's why they sleep all the damn time.
Yeah. So it's hard being a dog, apparently.
1 in 3 Americans, and you tell me if you do this, but 30% of us do, embrace repeat traveling, which is vacationing in the same place year after year. Obviously, you're that person, Heidi. You're like an Oregonite now, so you're like, you're always going to Oregon. There's no other place, no other destination. You got a house up there. So
is that vacationing though?
Well, when you have a second home, I guess it would be considered a vacation.
Okay.
Like you'd always have to go. Like if you have a timeshare, it's like you feel like you have to go back to that particular place because we bought into it. This is our week.
Yeah. That's kind of what
let's get our money, go get our money's worth in Kissimmee, Florida.
But 30% of the audience is looking for basically a timeshare because they go back to the same place. When they find their place, that's
like
where they like to go.
Yeah.
And so they go back every single year.
That's kind of what me and my family do.
You do?
Yeah, we have, my in-laws have a thing with Hard Rock in Cancun. So, like, that's like a big destination that we'll go to every, you know.
Yeah, you went there, what, Christmas last year?
Yeah.
And for your 40th? Didn't you go there for your 40th?
I think that was the last time I went. It was for my 40th.
Or you're always going to Disneyland. Right.
Or going to Disneyland.
You just went to Disneyland.
I just went to Disneyland
for Lucy's birthday.
Yes.
How was it?
It was amazing. It was absolutely awesome. Spent a ton of money there supporting them. support everything that they do. but the one thing that I noticed when I was there is that guys are now wearing these. Have you ever heard of Loungefly?
No.
You've never heard of Loungefly? It's these backpacks that like are Disney backpacks. So they got a whole bunch of different lines that they do, but they're like leather made backpacks. And I'm now seeing a lot of guys wearing these things.
They're not made for guys.
They're not made for guys.
Like no, because
remember back in the 90s, like the small backpack that would, you know, sit in the middle of your back was like a cool thing for girls to have.
Right, right.
Those small backpacks. Yeah. So that's the Loungefly now. And now I'm seeing guys pulling off these little backpacks. Maybe they're just carrying them for their wives.
You're at Disneyland.
It's like if you don't want to sit on your wallet because you're on rides and stuff. I don't care.
To wear what looks like a woman's
backpack.
Maybe
I don't understand. It's just a backpack. Guys wear backpacks.
Let me see if I can pull up the picture real quick.
The backpacks he was talking about had like the tiny straps with the little tiny bag in the back of your back and kind of would ride in them like the smaller your back as opposed to being like a backpack.
Oh, like a hiking backpack.
They have a foam, you know, supportive straps. Yeah. It's a woman's backpack. You can tell a backpack is a woman's backpack.
And I was seeing like dads who were in their Nike Monarchs and jorts and Captain America shirt, and, you know, their free hat that they got from some plumbing company that gave it to them, you know, at a store one day.
Sounds to me like you're jealous.
You want one. I kind of do. You want one. Who cares? Who cares what people think?
Because I think that they look like, you know,
they're probably really
a
convenient.
Woman's backpack. I know. They look
get
very
one in
convenient.
Black and armpit hair.
Maybe
I don't know.
Only wear it to Disneyland. Like, don't wear it everywhere else. Why do you want to wear it everywhere else?
I don't know, because I like the fact that, like, I wear a fanny pack places. I wore my fanny pack
How's that any different?
My Star Wars fanny pack to Disneyland, and it's perfect because it
feels convenient to me.
That's fine.
All your stuff.
Everybody else there is doing that stupid stuff, too. It's like you're carrying stuff around. You have a fanny pack on. I'd wear a fanny pack.
But it's going to carry over. Like, I know it's going to carry outside of Disneyland, and it's going to eventually be a thing that we're going to be seeing.
You're just getting old.
A whole bunch of people walking around.
Yeah, who cares? It's like your dad wearing his phone holster. My dad with his Motorola phone holster.
Johnny put a picture in so we can see what this backpack looks like before we completely judge him on it and say, that's fine, you know. It's very unisexual or bisexual. What is it?
Asexual. It's a
anasexual.
Backpack. Whatever it might be.
So, yeah, I saw a guy wearing that specific one
at all.
Right there, that pizza one.
I didn't think it was kind of cool at all. No, that's not cool at all. It looks like a little child's backpack.
Okay, that's cool. Look at that one.
I was thinking that one is kind of cool. Like, if you maybe just go with, like...
Kind of looks like Darth Vader. Yeah.
I think that's Chewbacca. Maybe.
I haven't seen it.
No, actually, I think that's
Mandalorian. Whatever. The problems you have in your life.
I just want to make sure it's okay.
Maybe the Star
Wars
one.
It just looked weird because they're so small. One,
I see with the Mickey Mouse.
Well, as long as you're going back to vacation at the same places where every other idiot wearing the same thing. you don't have to worry about like going to a strange destination where people are going to judge you.
That's true.
And throw rocks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just like when you go to Coachella, you probably dress differently at Coachella than you maybe do on an everyday basis.
I mean, those chicks don't normally dress like that when they're just going to work.
So.
Oh, damn. I thought they did.
You know?
Like,
so you go to Disneyland, you wear your dad backpack because you're Disneyland. Who cares?
Yeah, I'm getting
old. Do you have a destination that you repeat go to for vacation?
Not so much anymore, but the brothers and I would go to Park City, Utah to go skiing.
Oh, right.
That was a destination trip for us.
Boys trip.
Yeah.
Are you not going to do Switzerland every year now, Jordan?
Maybe. We'll see. Got to save up some more vacation
hours. Got to go meet his kid.
Oh. He's kidding, boo.
Wow. See, you really? She's not going to believe
me. Everybody's sweaty and awkward now.
He's kidding, boo. Renee, you and Sherry got a destination you always go to?
Yeah, Big Bear. Her family has a cabin up there.
All right.
And look forward to it every
time. Always Big Bear. So it said 30%. And Heidi always said Oregon. You got Park City. You got Big Bear. So there's pretty much 30%.
People like familiarity. It's like back to what you said earlier.
Same?
Well, I mean, my family has a cabin in Big Bear. Horace and I can't afford to travel anywhere else. We would if we could.
Yeah. But. So everybody.
Yeah, it's like
That's
parking
just
in
Big
the
Bear's
same spot.
Free for us.
You know. You know what you're going to get when you get there.
Yeah, but I like it when I'm there, but there's just so many other things to possibly see and experience. It's like, so you've gone there, you've seen it, you've taken your pictures, you have it on your phone, and you have, but it's like, okay, do you want to go back there? No. I'm just like, no, let's not do that. My wife wants to go to Costa Rica again, but it's like, okay, but we got to go to different places. I'm not
You've
going
been there
back.
A couple times
I'm not going
already.
I'm not going back to the same places. I want to go explore other parts, like maybe we haven't been to the Gulf side of Costa Rica. We've been to the Pacific side.
Mm.
All the problems to have, huh?
Yeah. You won't go to Italy again? You're done with that?
My wife's like, no, done it. I say, I don't want to go to Italy. I'm like, great.
Yeah, she did tell me.
She 789 days of Italian.
Well, she said, your wife told me, she goes, you know, living in Southern California and, you know, where you guys live, she said, if you look around, like, it was very, you can get that kind of vibe in California.
So similar.
No, as far as the geography goes.
It's yeah, like, she said it's just very
you're
similar.
You're in Agora Hills.
Yeah. Right.
It's like when you're just looking at the like, mountains and the kind of, yeah, it's like,
she's
okay.
Like, so, not that big of a deal.
So, let's head down to Little Caesars in Agora Hills and pretend we're there, you know what I mean?
You start talking
Italian. Yeah, you want to go to Italy tonight? Let's go.
Pizza, pizza. How do you say hot and ready in Italian?
Ready. I don't say ready. Yeah. Caldo is hot. Caldo, I don't know how to say ready.
Ready, you have to know. That's got to be a pretty basic.
Ready? That's
like, that's ready.
I have no idea.
All right. Well, there's
the one word
tonight.
I don't know.
Here's your homework tonight.
Pronto.
Pronto? Oh, yeah, I guess so. Pronto.
Yeah. Pronto. Caldo y pronto.
I love how Heidi puts on that thick Italian accent. Caldo e pronto.
You have to. You have to.
No, you don't.
I'm not
going to
go caldo e pronto.
Yeah, because you look like an ass. Just like when, you know, you got the Hispanic newscaster who says something and, you know, has a, you know, the name of somebody and they totally go into the, I am John Smith. I'm like, wait a second. Why would you say it like that?
I guess sometimes
just
there's
say
just
it.
Yeah, there's not words for certain things too when they're speaking Spanish.
Speaking of accents, researchers said that they discovered. Where in the hell did I put that story? There it is. They
discovered it.
They showed that or figured out that rats in New York City. Yeah, study shows New York City rats have their own unique accent. Hey, yo, I'm squeaking here. I have no idea what the accent is, but they studied it, and they have their own unique accent.
Huh. All right.
I know, that was really something to respond
that
to.
That would mean, like, Australian rats have it, too, and no matter where you are in the world, like, dogs sound different. I mean...
Do they bark different?
According to this study, they would.
Well, I mean, it's a ridiculous study. I mean, as far as, like, what we give money to when we're, like, supporting stuff, it's like, what are you studying? I want to see if rats have accents.
Huh.
Okay.
Maybe that was a part of
the
bigger...
awards come out every single year for the Ig Nobel winners, which is pretty much this. They're announced the other day. It's, like, the weirdest and dumbest insight science offered in 2025. So... that the rat accents wasn't part of it, but it reminded me of it. This year's literature prize, literature, was awarded posthumously to a man for persistently recording and analyzing the rate of growth of one of his fingernails over a period of 35 years.
Okay.
So basically he logged, captain's log, my nail has grown 1/4 of a millimeter from yesterday.
So for 35 years, one fingernail never got cut, is how I'm hearing this story.
Yeah, that's
or he would cut it just to see if the growth would slow down over time or not. Like, as he's young, he's like, his nails are stronger. Like, maybe if he ate something. I have lived off nothing but carrots for a month, and my nails have grown 3 times as long, as fast.
Yeah.
Note. But 35 years? What does wife think of that?
He won't touch me with that hand.
And also, he didn't get recognized or honored until after he died.
Yeah.
So his whole life, basically, he's just living it, just measuring his nail. Nobody cares.
He's just OCD and happened to write it down. And
then all of a sudden.
And then they found his notes.
Now we're talking.
Oh, we got to give this guy an award. The Nutrition Prize in the Ig Nobel Awards was awarded to researchers who determined rainbow lizards prefer four cheese to other varieties of pizza.
This cannot be real.
No, these are real. So in this particular case, these scientists would feed rainbow lizards different types of pizza and found that they would always gravitate towards the four cheese. I mean, weed has really gotten better over the years, and this is the perfect example. The Pediatrics Prize went to a team who looked into what a nursing infant experiences when their mother eats garlic. Mamma mia.
Probably some bad breath and gas is what I'm guessing. The same thing that happens to all of us.
Garlic gets you gas?
Oh, yeah. I don't eat garlic
Do your
anymore.
Farts smell like garlic?
Garlic does not mix well in my biome. Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you do a paper about it, right? 35 years of my garlic farts.
Frank.
And you might just win a prize someday.
I'm starting right now. This is what I'm going to keep myself busy with.
The biology prize went to a study that determined cows painted with zebra-like stripes were 50% less likely to be bitten by flies.
Oh, now this is interesting.
Now you're outside painting a cow to look like a zebra.
Or I'm wearing stuff that's zebra stripes so that flies don't bother me when I'm trying to picnic.
And I'm high, and I see a cow that looks like a zebra. I don't know what the hell's
going on. A fat, big old fat zebra.
Yeah. That was just somebody effing with somebody else. It's like, I got a zebra in the backyard, and as they painted their cow to look like one.
Yeah.
You know what I've noticed? There's not a fly on that cow now. Right. I think it has to do with something you painted with the white stripes on it.
Write a paper about it.
Actually, a zebra is black with white stripes.
Is that true?
Look it up, Jordan. It's useless information that I know.
It's not black and white striped.
It's black with white stripes.
It's not white with black stripes.
Nope.
Okay.
You would think it is.
I really do think it is.
Wow, yeah. Zebras are black with white stripes, not the other way around.
Thank you.
Wow. Zebras know this, or scientists know this.
Zebras know this.
Zebras always known it.
Because zebra's skin is black underneath its fur. I guess kind of like a polar bear.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Polar bears are black, not white.
Formed when the genes responsible for black pigment production are deactivated.
Deep down.
During embryonic development.
Everyone's black. It traces back to our mother Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I got some sub-Saharan in there, according to my 23andMe.
Well, that one time in college doesn't count.
Oh.
The Ig Nobel Peace Prize was given to a study that found that drinking alcohol sometimes improves a person's ability to speak in a foreign language.
Caldui pronto.
No, I think it's just because your inhibitions, like anything else, goes down, so you're not embarrassed by trying That's to true. Speak a foreign language, so you're just like, wow, you're really good at it now. As opposed to you're like, I don't know, was it Caldui pronto? Yeah, all of a sudden you're just like, you're starring in Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
The Aviation Prize went to research on how alcohol ingestion affects the ability of bats to fly and echolocate. So they just had to get bats drunk and then let them go drive. They just keep bouncing off the walls.
Doing, doing,
well,
doing.
I think we found the alcohol legal limit for a bat.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. When you look at the word echolocate, some people will see chocolate. Johnny.
Oh, right. Yes.
I mean, it's really tough. Even if you don't have dyslexia, yeah. You're like, it's a tough one.
E-chocolate.
Yes. Echolocate. Chocolate.
And the psychology prize for the Ig Nobel winners went to a team who analyzed how receiving high IQ scores relates to temporary state of narcissism. Like you heard in the tone of my voice when I talked about that zebra being black.
Yes, yes.
I'm better than all of you.
Right. Because you knew something we didn't.
I did. I was really proud of myself. And I walked around my chest out.
You did.
All right. Let's get a look at traffic. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.